This podcast is brought to you by NetBank Business Banking, providing bigger picture tailored specialized financing solutions for your business.
Welcome to this specialized finance insights podcast powered by NetBank Business Banking. I am your host, Mudiwa Gavaza, a business writer with The Business Day. In this short podcast series, we will be joined by NetBank's various money experts who will help guide us through some tough business problems by giving us insights into NetBank's solution-based approach to large-scale business issues. Now, every business owner would know that running and managing a medium to large business is not easy and becomes even more challenging in the current tough economic climate. It's filled with crucial decisions, strategy, brave calls, tense moments, and tough times. This is especially true for businesses that require innovative financing solutions for complex business challenges. We spoke to some of NetBank's specialized finance clients whose unique business requirements called for a bit more innovation when it came to financing their operations.
We're a global technology services business with offices in South Africa, Australia, and the United Kingdom. We approached NetBank after looking to expand our business from two regions into a third, being the United Kingdom, and we'd identified a target company that we were eager to acquire. And we're looking for different routes in terms of the funding model between a mix of capital and debt. And we're looking to find ways for us to potentially either borrow in rands or in pounds to be able to deploy into the United Kingdom and acquire this company.
Our business idea was to recycle plastic waste back into usable products, and NetBank was in the forefront of the green banking system. The bank immediately saw the synergy between our project and their ultimate goals vis-a-vis the environment.
Today we have the pleasure of interviewing Gregory Campbell, National Head of Specialized Finance at NetBank. He is here to share some of his thoughts on how to approach a company's funding problems using innovative specialized financing solutions. Welcome to Specialized Finance Insights Podcast. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Mudiwa, and thank you for having me today.
And welcome. I think it's going to be an interesting one because a lot of businesses are in the trenches of actually running a business. You know, their business owners do not always have time to actually focus on what some of these products are, the various opportunities for specialized financing solutions. Where does a business owner actually start?
Yes, I think we fully appreciate the challenges that businesses are faced with on a daily basis, no more so than the recent bout of load shedding. I think for us, the important considerations can be broadly summarized as follows. I think this is not an exhaustive set of considerations. I think the structure and the quantum of the funding package is appropriate to the business to ensure that the business can operate on a sustainable basis. And secondly, I think there has to be some form of flexibility in the funding package to, you know, if a business does perform well, to have the ability to retire some of the debt without any penalties to the company. Then thirdly, should there any unforeseen occurrence happen in the performance of a business, there must be a mechanism to permit shareholders to rectify a potential breach in the, you know, the financial covenants that actually govern the funding package. So I think for me, those would be the three key elements.
Greg, just knowing and having found what specific businesses' needs are, the solutions that you guys have, are you able to tailor them or customize them to a specific business?
Yeah, indeed. I think the essence of our proposition is simply just that.
Yeah.
Our team of skilled dealmakers who are strategically located across the country are able to structure bespoke financing solutions to meet the unique needs of our clients and indeed those seeking to commence a banking relationship with us. I think we also fully appreciate that each business is unique, which is important when crafting a financing package that is appropriate to the needs of the business and their shareholders in the short term as long as the long term. This allows the management team to focus on their strategy of growing the business with the intention to accelerate the scaling of the business.
Greg emphasizes that by removing pressure around daily funding challenges, NetBank helps its clients focus on operations and expansion without panicking over capacity. And NetBank's long-term clients seem to agree.
The bank provided specialized equipment finance to enable us to import highly sophisticated equipment from top European manufacturers and continue to finance our expansions over the last 15 years.
Greg also says that understanding a business's philosophy and business strategy is imperative to helping a business thrive.
I think also, you know, it's important just to share some of the successes that we've enjoyed, and no more so than a particular customer that's walked a journey with us for the past 10 years in the recycling arena.
That's a long time.
It is indeed a long time, and what was important for us is to share the philosophy and the future vision of the client. So, as you know, being the Green Bank, this aligned perfectly with our philosophy of a sustainable economic environment. Mm. And, you know, we're now in our third round of project finance for this particular customer. Mm. And the business is just growing from strength to strength. So at the commencement of our engagements with our clients is really just to understand the investment thesis, the business case, the long-term vision and strategy of the shareholders. And what we do is our team on the ground will then spend considerable amount of time with management, with the shareholders, actually researching the business case. Mm. And in that process, we will then build a financial model based upon the client's own projections and the benefits of installing a particular project where, you know, extensive capital expenditure is required. And what we will do then is actually run a sense of sensitivities across that financial model to make sure that whatever debt package that we are able to craft is indeed appropriate for that business and is sustainable in the long term. That at no point do we put the business in a position where it's over indebted.
Nedbank's clients say that while Nedbank never risks putting their businesses in a compromising financial situation, it also doesn't stonewall business progress with financing challenges.
As a services business, there was a bit of complexity in terms of how to raise debt because it's not really an asset-intensive business. So the bank needed to understand our cash flow cycles, our technology space we're in, our ability to generate money, and also how our clients transacted with us. And when we spoke to other banks as well, just their inability to move past the fact that they couldn't find a yellow machine or a building to lend against, Nedbank brought a far more progressive model or approach to looking at understanding our business and trying to help us to come up with a solution. Nedbank provided us with a preference share structure, an approach to the borrowings that would allow us to leverage the difference between the two currency rates, and that in effect gave us an interest opportunity or interest saving in the ability to borrow in rands and deploy in pounds, because ultimately you have the interest rate differences between the two countries. Let's try to bridge that gap as much as is possible so we could still leverage our South African-orientated balance sheet.
So far in the journey, we've gone from, you know, there's the business, they've now come to you, you've run your assessments, you've understood. What innovative specialized financing services do you guys actually have as Nedbank that are open to your clients?
As you know, no single business is the same as the next. So when we craft that particular debt funding package, you know, we look at how the business is going to start to scale and grow, and when does cash flow really start into what we as bankers call, true free cash flow. That is available for financing. And once we get to a particular point where we see that sustainability in those cash flows, we can then craft a funding package which might be sculpted in the first couple of months because, you know, cash flows aren't so robust.
Yeah.
But as the business then starts to get momentum, those cash flows will obviously enhance. And then over time, what we do is then we just structure the repayments and it accelerates over the term of the transaction. We also can offer our customers, you know, a bit of a back-end structure. So it's commonly more known as a bullet structure. So in typical scenarios, maybe 70% of the debt is, you know, retired after 5 years. Mm. And then there's a bullet payment at the back, which, you know, if the business has been doing very well, the bank has the ability then to enter a refinancing of that bullet and then pay it down over perhaps 1 or 2 years.
When you're coming up with these interventions, do you guys see it as a once-off or do you see it as a continuous process over time?
It's a great question, Madiwa. You know, our philosophy is to build long-term enduring relationships with our clients. And in many cases, you know, well after the transaction has been paid down and the bank has been settled, you know, clients invariably are reaching back out to us. Either they want to, you know, acquire another company or they want to enter into a potential transaction where they want to backward or vertically integrate. Mm. You know, we will then re-engage with these clients. But there are instances where after the debt has been repaid, these clients look the shareholders would particularly look for an ability to sell down and perhaps partially or fully exit their business. That in itself creates another opportunity for us to go in and with the new shareholders looking to take a stake in the business is then to enter into a further financing arrangement. And that's how we can perpetuate our relevancy around our clients.
Nedbank's ability to adapt to the needs of their clients when developing financial solutions seems to be what separates the bank in the eyes of its clients.
It is more a partnership in our mutual quest to achieve sustainability in the long run, keeping in mind the ultimate goal of a green economy while creating jobs in the recycling sector.
The relationship with Nedbank is great. They've been very supportive of us. They've worked with us as we've introduced these acquisitions into our business and as we've continued to operate, and also at a operating finance level have done their best to try and help move our transactional banking across to themselves and to still provide a compelling transactional banking platform for us also.
It's been an interesting one. On a last point, how can people, you know, before they approach you guys, perhaps educate themselves before they actually approach Nedbank?
Our recommendation would be to reach out to their business banking managers, that, you know, their relationship banker, and to have an initial conversation with them. We work very closely with our frontline sales force, and where it's merited, we're happy then to meet up with those clients with their business manager then to further discuss the opportunity.
Gregory, thank you so much for taking time to just provide us with some insights on this exciting approach that Nedbank Business Banking has actually taken to partner with business owners and actually help to simplify the complexities of their unique business challenges. So that's been us. We're with the head of specialized finance at Nedbank Business Banking. That's Gregory Campbell. And this has been a Specialized Finance Insights podcast powered by Nedbank Business Banking.
This podcast was brought to you by Nedbank, guiding your business growth with bigger picture business banking solutions. Visit nedbank.co.za for more information. See money differently. Nedbank.